Steph and Good Day program. It is Thursday, the 19th of April. Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, all focused on the life and legacy of Dick Clark. And much of the time here, other than what we spend with the Queen of Cheap and her deals today and Jennifer's television report, a lot of the television report, a lot of the information will be reaction. A lot of Facebook and Twitter stuff, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, a lot of just Facebook and Twitter reaction from celebrities that were big fans of Dick Clark.
Yeah, you want to give us a few of them? Do we have? What do you expect people to say? Dick Clark was a bum. No, I mean, people are going to talk about, I've been a little taken aback, and I said this earlier on, by all the attention being given to Ryan Seacrest. Yes, he was a protege. He learned a lot from Dick Clark, and Dick Clark managed to, because Ryan is good, smart, and has done a great job of figuring out how to do all of this stuff himself. A lot of it with the help of Dick Clark, who sort of took a liking to him, saw the kid in his own shadow. And Ryan was good enough, smart enough to put himself in that place. He tried with a number of people to do that. One of them was Larry King. I tell the story on the air of Ryan going to the airport to meet Larry King. Never had before, but he managed to get to the baggage claim and carry Larry King's bags to his car with him. That's how he met him. Dick Clark didn't have to do that. Dick Clark was in the right place at the right time. If you go back to the history, it was 1956, actually, when the fellow who had been hosting Bandstand locally in Philadelphia was fired. Bob Horn was the guy's name.
No relation.
No relation at all. He was arrested for drunk driving. Driving a car up a one-way street in the company of a barely legal female, and the television station wanted nothing to do with that, especially when they saw the fresh face of Dick Clark. He had already begun to make his way through the platters that mattered.
The platters that mattered.
1956. He started working at WFIL Radio in Philadelphia, 560 on the dial. And his he lived in an apartment complex. And across the, there was the common area. And the, we have all kinds of complexes around today. And there are four, there might be a four-sided building, and then there's a common sort of area. Well, across the yard from him in this complex was another local personality in Philadelphia named Ed McMahon. The two of them had children of the same age. They had obviously a lot of experiences, and they became fast friends back in the mid-50s. Ed was doing the weather on WCAU television in Philadelphia, and this program was on the competing station, even though somebody had said to Ed, because Ed had an immediate presence on television that people could get right away. You know, he was big and happy, and so he was asked if he wanted to do this television show, this Bandstand thing, and he wasn't familiar with the music. He hadn't ever been a disc jockey, but Dick Clark was, and he said to the guys, why don't you go after Dick Clark? And Clark was all too eager. He'd already sort of thrown his hat into the ring. If you ever need a replacement for Horn or if he ever gets sick or anything, please call on me. Well, there was a problem with Horn, as I expressed, and Dick went to the television studio, and they said, yep, why don't you start tomorrow? And he did, and there was never another host. for Bandstand till the end. I think at the end, wasn't there another host in the late 80s, early 90s for Bandstand? Do I remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Somebody check that out, will you please? Anyway, Dick Clark had a business degree from Syracuse University, learned about radio at WRUN in Utica. His father was in the radio business. That's how he got into it. And so this after-school dance party, that's what it was called, Bandstand, the after-school dance party, went network, went to Dick went to ABC, and he started his company, Dick Clark Productions, with American Bandstand back in the late 50s. And then he had his company produce the $25,000 pyramid and the $50,000. How many of those shows were there?
Yeah.
Must have been, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he was the one who produced all of the award shows from the beginning. It was his company who made the big deal out of the Grammys, the Emmys, all of those shows that we now figure are staples, with the exception of the Oscars. I don't think he ever
produced Music Awards,
all
country.
Of that stuff. Yep,
he started the GMAs. Yeah,
started. He started all that stuff.
Awards.
Yeah, started it all. And so he had that, but he also had Gary Bryan, the guy, I don't know him well. He does the mornings with,
K-Earth, right? 101?
Yeah, but who's his partner who used to be on here with us?
Lisa Stanley.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so he began working with Dick a long time ago, and he still has what they call Dick Clark's Rewind.
Right.
That's a tape of all the old interviews that Dick did with lots of. There was nobody who was anybody in music who wasn't on Bandstand or who didn't get interviewed by Dick Clark. They all wanted to have access to him. So when I look at some of the people who were paid,
because it was like being on Oprah's book club.
Yeah,
boom.
Right. As soon as you got on with the American Bandstand, Dick Clark, you were there.
I heard Herb from Peaches and Herb yesterday.
Yeah,
who's a local here in D.C. talking, and he said, anytime you went on Bandstand, your record was going to sell 100,000 copies that week.
Right. Mm. No matter what.
And this is back in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, wasn't there like some controversy too?
Payola.
Yeah,
with a lot of the music being put out that he was promoting.
Yeah.
It was because he was producing.
Yeah.
He had, Dick was a business guy, so he started buying royalties and rights and publishing rights to songs, and he owned the songs that he was, a lot of the songs that he was playing. And because of payola, he basically said, all right, I give up my interest in all of these companies that own these songs and own these publishing rights, and I'll just stick with Bandstand and then start producing.
That's
what he did.
So you want to know what the latest gossip is starting today in the radio world?
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest, what?
Yes. Ryan Seacrest made a deal with Dick to revive American Bandstand after he was gone.
Sure.
Hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
Ryan Seacrest has done a great job at taking over Casey Kasem, Dick Clark, and anybody else who was the...
And to a point, it's bothering some people because he seems to have inveigled. I don't know. I don't think I've ever met Ryan. I don't remember ever meeting him, ever talking to him. Did we ever interview him?
Yeah, we've talked to him. Yeah.
Okay, so he's been on with me. I don't remember. Isn't that interesting? Of all of them, he's to remember pretty much everybody. I can remember almost word for word the conversations I've had with Dick. Because, in a way, it was the same thing for me. And there were times I had a couple of private conversations with him on the phone about some things that I wanted to do. But not to make it, this is not about me, but I had the same opportunities and didn't do with them what Ryan did because I didn't want to not be on the farm. You know, you make choices. Ryan, from the time he was a kid, studied Dick Clark.
The guy's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Studied him.
Yeah.
You can't take away the fact that Ryan Seacrest busted his bum.
Right.
Love him or hate him, he's done a great job.
I admire him because he's done a very good job.
And he's good at it.
Coming back at, and he has studied. He's a good, affable
pitchman broadcaster.
He's not as good as Dick.
No.
He's too studied, but he's okay.
But he's this learning. Generation's Dick Clark.
Right. Yeah.
No kid is going to say, no 20-year-old even is going to say, Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest, they're going to immediately be gravitating towards Ryan Seacrest.
You know the thing I respect about Ryan is that he understands and appreciates the history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
he's wanted, not like Snooki.
And wanted you know? To yeah, and wanted to remake that history. Wanted to yeah. be that history. He says, yeah. "I want to be Dick Clark.
Yeah.
I want to be Dick Casey Kasem." And for that, I respect him because for me, and Doug, I know you, and you know everybody. It's the history. It's those who came before us that made it possible for us.
The history of rock and roll.
Right. Yep. You know, I mean, as stupid as it is, if it wasn't for Dick Clark and what he did, yeah. I wouldn't be sitting on this big stupid orange ball talking yeah. to all of you.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
He was, and it's interesting how he captured this in a sense, and Ed's told us a few stories. Matter of fact, in the next few minutes, at some point when we get around our things that we normally do here, the Queen of Cheap, by the way, Roberta, what do we have for deals today, later on in this hour?
Ooh, we got all sorts of things like free, I'm sorry, my mouth is like totally messed up this morning from oral surgery yesterday.
Nice. A radio person who can't speak.
Free hair care, free coffee. We've also got free bags from Disney.
By the way, she's been, one. Yeah, it's not oral surgery. It's hitting the bottle a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you got to kill the pain.
I've got to kill it yeah. somehow.
Yeah. Hi, Jen. Television highlights that we'll be talking about later on.
We'll talk a little bit more about Dick Clark, but there's also a couple of lawsuits going on. Nicholas Sheridan is headed back to court. We'll give you the details on that. And then the one that I'm most interested in, because it kind of smacked me in the head and said, duh, this lawsuit with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchise over racial discrimination.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And Charlie
Sheen.
Think
about it. It's very whitewashed.
That's a bad choice or a good choice of words for you, Jennifer, one way or the other. Charlie Sheen's being sued, too, already for his new television show.
Yeah, the production team is being sued, yeah.
Ground yet. All right, so that's what we continue with here on Good Day. It's 19 past the hour.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter...
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopek, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Do you want me to introduce Ryan, or can he do it himself, Rich?
Now, we can't begin tonight's show without acknowledging the passing of a television pioneer and my dear friend, Dick Clark. Without Dick, a show like this would not exist. He will be missed greatly. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to his family. I know that he's in a better place saying, hey, let's get on with the show, okay? You got it, boss.
All right, so let's go on with the show. Holly Kavanaugh opened the program singing with, let's see, what's the song called? Rolling in the Deep.
From Adele.
It's an Adele song?
Yeah, her big one.
I know the Adele songs. I don't know what they're called. I don't know the name.
Wow, she even sounds like Adele.
Everybody sounds like Adele. Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense. The judges apparently liked it as well. She does sound good. I think that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Holly Kavanaugh. Next up, Colton Dixon, a rock version of Bad Romance on American Idol.
I love this. This is a Lady Gaga song.
Is it?
Wow.
This is so cool. He was great.
As the talent, though, why am I getting the sense that the talent on American Idol this year was better than it was last year?
My wife is saying that, who's a big fan. She's saying that the voices this year are really, really good.
Uh-huh. And how are the ratings doing?
Not as good.
Yeah,
they are.
They're struggling.
Ratings are down.
Number one and number two, they're toggling back and forth.
Good. All right, the judges liked the risks that Colton Dixon took in this song. So that's a positive sign,
you know,
for him.
A guy singing a Lady Gaga song.
Yeah.
That is
a rock soundtrack.
I thought he was awesome last night.
Right. Heather's our watcher of all these shows. Roberta, did you watch it? You got your mouth in a bad place, so were you watching?
Yeah, I actually watched it the last half hour of it.
Yeah. All right. So you didn't know.
They're good.
They are.
Good.
They're all the singers again. Elise Testoni, is that how you pronounce her name?
Elise
is her first name. Got that. All right, anyway, this is called No One. What's this? What's the story of this song? Anybody know?
I do. It's Alicia Keys, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, it's Alicia Keys.
All right, so far the judges like Holly, Colton Dixon. They like Elise. For some reason, I know this name. Maybe it's because it sounds like an old rocker from my days of growing up. Phil Phillips is one of the contestants.
He's a favorite.
He's pretty cool.
Is he cool?
He is pretty cool. He
Why?
Definitely is.
What makes
him
cool?
He's just got his own thing going on, and he just comes out and does it. And
really?
And he's got two first names.
No. Yeah.
Phillips?
It's not much cooler than that, right?
Philip Phillips. But he's supposed his middle name is. A good middle name for Phil Phillips. Philip Peter Phillips. Anyway, the judges liked his performance as well, so nobody has failed so far. Next up, Jessica Sanchez. And the judges liked her as well.
Another Alicia Keys song.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love.
Number one.
Sometimes you make me blue.
Wow. 28 after on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on ColdQS vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
A good day. 33, almost 34 after the hour. Good day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's Heather Bachman, who's here in the studio with me on the farm. Jennifer Horn and the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasadelli, has had some problems with her mouth. So let's get to her so she doesn't have to suffer. We don't want to suffer with her. We don't want her to suffer with us. So we'll get to the deals from the Queen of Cheap now.
The diva of
Dr. Diving.
Roberta Fasadelli.
Nothing like emergency dental surgery to make one's day. Yes.
Hey, did you get cut rate? Right. Dental surgery?
Right.
Got a deal. I'm fixing you for dental surgery.
Got a deal. Yes, a string and a doorknob. Yes.
And a pair of pliers.
You're
going to come to me.
Exactly.
Fix it right
up. Yeah. Let's start with, if someone's giving you heartburn, I'm sure someone knows everyone or someone who gives them heartburn. Here's a free sample of Prilosec over the counter. Fill out a short survey and they send you some of this stuff. If you're looking to do your hair, ever use Pureology stuff? That's great stuff for your hair. We have a free sample for you there also. In celebration of Earth Day, the Disney stores are going to be giving away free reusable shopping bags. All you have to do is bring 5 plastic shopping bags. You know, the type that they give, the cheap ones they give you in the supermarkets.
A million of those.
Recycle. Yep. And they'll give you a free Earth Day reusable.
Free.
Really nice one from Disney. And here's the Gavalia deal. There's another new one out where you get a 12-cup stainless steel programmable coffee maker, a stainless steel scoop, and 4 boxes of coffee for $24.99 plus shipping and handling, which is a great deal from Gavalia. Yeah, you have to sign up for auto delivery, but then once you get all the stuff, just go and sign out. Just cancel the whole thing, and you'll have a great coffee maker, stainless steel scoop, and four boxes of coffee for like $30 or so. So it's not a bad deal. So you'll find out how to do all this at the Queen of Cheap website. You also know about this new website called Vitacost.com because, you know, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. Stores with the low prices, but the products were not so great, or the stores with the healthy products, but the very expensive prices. But that website, Vitacost.com, has natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins, and supplements. The best news is all at up to 50% off. And orders over $49 ship absolutely free. So you get whole food products at Walmart prices. Think of it as Mominomics. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day. Now let's move right to Jennifer, who has some stories other than Dick Clark passing away. We're going to bring you a piece of a conversation that I had with Dick, perhaps my most recent. I don't know whatever interview this one was, Richie. We're going to take 5 or 6 minutes out of a conversation that I had with Dick in, I think it was around, it was one of the music award shows anyway. So that'll come up in a few minutes. But before we get to that and before we spend any more time on Dick Clark, there are other things going on from the television department. A number of TV folks in this Time list of the 100 most, what do they call them,
influential
people.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Handler.
That was the one I was really surprised about. I mean, she's influential, but is she that much?
Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can understand Matt Lauer being on the list, I suppose, right?
Yeah, and he's been in the news a lot this year with his, you know, with his re-up at the Today Show. Yeah. I would think Charlie Sheen should
make him
still
influential.
Be on the list.
That doesn't have anything to do with his being influential. It just has to do with what he's doing. I mean, the influential part of it, when it, at least this is the way I would think, somebody who's influential is someone who people pay attention to as a result of what they do on the air. And is that what the case is with Chelsea Handler? I suppose, yeah. I mean, is Jon Stewart on this list?
Stephen Colbert is. I do not know about Jon Stewart. I didn't see him on the list.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either.
And I think he's much more relevant to most people than Stephen Colbert is. I think Stephen Colbert is just a big gas bag who's basically found his way into people's living rooms through Jon Stewart. If only for Jon Stewart, I don't think he has any talent. He's not like, what's the guy, Black, what's his first name, who was on with Stewart? What's the comedian who's on with...
With Jon Stewart, Lewis Black?
Lewis Black.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you knew. I had no idea.
Lewis Black, you don't know who Lewis Black is?
No idea.
Really?
Yeah, he's crazy.
What am I... I would have thought that Jennifer would know
Who
Lewis
Black. Yeah, he's
kind
of right in your
Heather, you
bullseye,
know who,
your demo.
You know who? Do you know who Lewis Black is?
I'm right there with Jen.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Jen, you're not alone.
No, women don't really watch. I don't know. Some do, I guess. But Stephen Colbert, all those shows, they don't excite me at all.
Huh.
Nothing. No.
All right. Okay.
I either want to watch the news or I want to be entertained. I don't want a combo of both. I really don't.
All right. Well, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So now we know the rest of that story.
Lewis Black is one of the few comedians that Doug was able to sit with
and
for
enjoy
a segment.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
You know, well, I did it when Stewart and invited me to come to the set of the
right.
Daily Show. I mean, the Daily Show. And I remember we sat out front and talked for, we went on for a couple hours, just the three of us. We just sat out front and shot the you-know-what. And I found Black to be extraordinarily engaging. He's a very insecure guy. But just, he really was able to take a lot of things, and if you watch some of his stand-up stuff, it's pretty vulgar.
Yeah.
Which
is why I can't believe you like him.
Funny, I don't usually like vulgarity, you're right, Richie.
And you don't usually like comedians.
I don't like them either, but something about Lewis Black gets to me.
Heather, you haven't been able to experience this, because we never book comedians on the show anymore, because Doug is just horrible at interviewing them.
Take those funny guys.
Aren't funny, that's
well,
the point.
The trick with interviewing like a comedian is you just kind of like lob the softball up there and let him go.
Yeah, you let him hit it.
You just let him go. You let him go. But Doug is just like, that's not funny.
Doug, who's funny to you other than Lewis Black?
Who's funny
we
to
We call
me?
This the show where comedians go to die.
Right, you play the promo, Richie, if you want. We got to leave room for the Dick Clark thing, but this is...
An excellent TV report.
Are we
my best yet.
A little bit. The essence of this, Heather, is... in terms of funny people. I'm not people who say they're funny. I don't usually like. There are a lot. My daughter is hysterical, for example. My daughter is absolutely. She doesn't think she is. She is one of the funniest people that I know. And yet, Richie wouldn't think that of her. Other people who know her, they wouldn't think Megan Stephan was funny. Megan Stephan is a riot.
What about like a Stephen Wright?
Stephen who?
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. I was trying.
I think somebody, Mel Brooks is a funny bugger. Very funny.
No, we're talking about a comedian, a stand-up comedian.
Right. A stand-up person.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Seinfeld, I went to see a show of his. I didn't think he was very good in person, frankly. I think he was much better edited on television. He wasn't really funny. So I'm in Las Vegas.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Bill Cosby.
Ellen's hysterical.
I like Ellen. I do like Ellen DeGeneres.
Bill's very funny.
Yeah, Bill Cosby's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two people, I would say, are funny people.
I feel better now.
Okay, good. I'm glad to have you feel better. All right, so Jen, did you find that promo, Richie, you wanted to play?
No, I'm looking for it. I can't find it for some reason. Right, I'll find it.
Jennifer, what else is going on in the world?
Let me just give you the big lawsuit story, and then we'll get on to Dick Clark. But The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchise are being sued by a couple of guys from Nashville. One is named Nathaniel Claybrooks, and the other is Christopher Johnson. And they both feel that The Bachelor and Bachelorette discriminated against them and never actually let them become The Bachelor. One's a football player. The other one is an entrepreneur and former football player. And they, I guess, applied during an open casting call and felt that the reason they were not selected was because that The Bachelor and Bachelorette are discriminatory against all racial groups,
really.
Asians, Latinos, everybody.
Is that true? I don't watch the show.
When I think about the show, and this is funny because it really did smack me in the head when I read the story, every featured player on The Bachelor or Bachelorette has been white.
Yeah. Yeah. No blacks.
I'm surprised it took this long
to figure it out.
Yeah.
For somebody to make it that point. Yeah.
It's,
how long has that show been on?
It's 20 seasons probably.
Yeah. Really?
Because they do two a year.
Yeah, 10 years, two seasons.
And they've never had a black either woman or man on the show?
No. The featured player. Then I was trying to think is the pool, you know, like
right,
the 25.
The pool, that's right.
And I don't even think there have been maybe one or two or three, but not
no
very
Latinos,
many people
no
of color.
Hispanics. No Latinos.
Yeah.
No Asians. Nothing, really.
They're calling it a landmark civil rights case. Interesting.
They may be
vulnerable.
So does the CW start getting sued for all of their shows then?
CW's Warner Brothers.
What's the network that runs all of the African American shows, all the black
BET?
Shows?
Oh,
BET.
With the
fraud. You might have sued them because there are no white people. That's their aim. They call themselves their black entertainment television. Therefore, they wouldn't
fairly
be
certain there's
going to
never be a wet network,
right.
Though. White.
Well, I think that's the case they're making, is that all the rest of the networks are white entertainment television.
Right.
So where do we go with this?
I don't know. I think it's just an interesting thing because I didn't think about it before, so it makes you wonder.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So in the meantime, Dick Clark is the focus of a lot of our attention. In a few minutes, a piece of a conversation I had with him a few years ago before the stroke. So this would have been probably 2003, 2004. We go back in time to that conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, it's freezing back here!
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directive. Visit Allegra.com.
Restaurant owners spend countless hours fretting over food stock and prices, catering to customers, and supervising staff. How do they stay on top of business and make time for a healthy meal? Megan Walhood and Jeremy Daniels, owners of Portland, Oregon-based Viking Soul Food, responded with a simple answer. Plan ahead and eat a good breakfast. Hunger can lead to overeating, so breakfast is very important. Quick ideas that they suggest will satisfy include taking a slice of whole grain bread, spreading it with crunchy peanut butter, and topping it with a slice of Jarlsberg cheese. Pop it in the toaster oven or under the broiler, then eat it with a sliced apple. Or try this egg and cheese wrap. In a lightly oiled skillet, scramble two eggs. Add diced tomato, chive or scallion, plus a handful of baby spinach or arugula. You can also use leftover salad. Add diced Jarlsberg cheese to melt, and then roll it up in your favorite flatbread. Breakfast has never been easier, healthful, and more satisfying. For more recipes, visit www.jarlsbergusa.com. That's Jarlsberg with a J.
14 before the hour, I talked to Dick Clark about how long his career had been, and producing shows like the American Music Awards. This is probably, again, Richie, back 7 years, would you think?
Right around there, yeah. We talked to him on a fairly regular basis. So,
right, yeah, right. And so here's that part of that conversation.
So would you have thought, how in the world, when you look back at all you've accomplished, and I don't mean to make you sound like an old-timer, but you've been around and you have produced and done so much stuff. Did you have any idea when you got started with this stuff that it was going to go to the... I mean, just with Bandstand alone, look at how long it was on.
It was about 38 years. It was a pretty good run.
Yeah. So, I mean, think
but,
about
you know, it allowed me to pursue a dream I had to be involved in the entertainment business. Took me into radio, television, nightclubs, motion pictures, and a lot of other stuff along the way.
Well, you've produced so many hours of programming on television, especially the documentaries, the telefilms, the weekly series. Now we have the 31st American Music Awards, which air Sunday night. I think it's 8 to 11 Eastern time, is it not?
It is indeed, and I was terrified you weren't going to get to that plug.
Here I am. No, you're here to do the plug. So how is it, how do you put these shows together? What's the format? What's the, is there some kind of template that you use?
The first thing, Doug, is we try to cross every genre of music that's popular today, because this was the first popularity poll where people asked people who bought the records or listened to the radio what they liked. There's no blue ribbon panel involved, so we have, I think, 18 or 19 performances, wall-to-wall entertainment.
So what surprises? I remember last year, was it, when there was a controversy, Michael Jackson said he was going to do your show, and they told him at the Grammys that if he did your show, he couldn't do the Grammys, and I think he said, stuff it, I'm going to do Dick's show. Was that last year?
Probably the year before.
Yeah. So what surprises are there? I mean, it won't be a surprise if you tell us what the surprises are, but what are we in for?
Well, we opened the show with Britney Spears, immediately followed by Kid Rock. We've got two stages set up, so we have a lot of back-to-back performances. This show is going to go like a house of fire.
Yeah. So when you do these things, you put them together, do you know, like, a long time ahead what you're going to be able to do, or is the business changing so much that you got to go with the flow and always put it together at the last minute?
Well, we start actually anticipating what to put together 6 or 8 months before we start, and then we go right into the last-minute booking. So we booked Rod Stewart 2 or 3 months ago, not knowing that his album would go right to the top by the time we hit the air. But at the same time, we had Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard booked and didn't realize that Clay's album would go right to the top. So we got a lot of current stuff.
But it's all music. Is there any fun? Like, will you have a little fun with, by the way, who's the host?
Jimmy Kimmel's the host.
Oh, very cool.
Don't really know what he's going to be up to, but he'll get us through.
Yeah, no, he's excellent. So when do you tell him, okay, let's have a little fun with Clay and Ruben because of, you know, Ruben winning, but Clay's album is outselling. Does he get into that sort of thing?
Well, he has his own preparation that he goes. He comes along with a couple of his writers from his own show. He watches the rehearsals. He gets sort of keyed up, and then goodness only knows what will happen at the last minute.
All right, so you can get the full conversation of me and Dick together, or Dick and me, or Dick, more importantly, at DougStephan.com in the audio highlights box. The whole conversation is there, and some other things that have pertained to Dick over the years. I had a great conversation with Ed McMahon about him. That's at the audio highlights box as well on DougStephan.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Time at 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every single weekend. The Money Pit is a show that's heard on hundreds of radio stations, and it's nothing but help. It's all about help. And that makes sense, because Tom really doesn't have a particularly good sense of humor, so it's got to have some content in order to make it valuable. Right?
I don't know. I think I have to have a pretty good sense of humor to hang out with you, my friend.
Wow. Is that what it is?
Good okay. Morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right. So we, as usual, have a couple of letters. We also have a couple of questions that come from unsolicited participants in this.
Members of the Doug Steffen group.
Members of the clan. So we'll get to that. Helping your home in the springtime. That's what this is all about. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit in a moment here on Good Day.
Sure, Walmart can save you money. But do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control. Now, only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why not, right? If you can't live better and save money. That's what Tom is all about. Is it time for new windows? Somebody sent me an email. Believe it or not, somebody actually listens to you when you're here. And they asked when it was the right time to repair. Is spring the time to repair or wait till fall? Is we got 6 months here or 7 months? What would you advise to people who want to repair or replace their windows?
Well, I mean, weather conditions are important, obviously, with a window replacement project. The reason that so many people put this off to fall is they see that as like the last chance they have before, you know, the winter heating season starts. But frankly, the spring is a perfect time to replace your windows. The weather is good. You can have your house open while the process is happening. And you know what? The windows today are so easy to install, Doug, especially the replacement windows, because they're all custom built.
Yeah.
to fit inside of the existing openings. You simply remove the sashes. That's the part of the double hung window that slides up and down. And the new window is built to fit right inside that. And custom is the norm. You know, so, the custom was expensive. The custom with windows is the norm.
What's the cost for an average? Well, I'm looking at the window. You know what the window is like in my house. Let's say I wanted to replace them. What would it cost a single window to replace?
I'd say that on average, probably around $400.
$400 a window.
Yeah,
window. Average house has how many windows does the average house have?
Yeah, probably you know, maybe 15, 20 windows. So it's probably like a $4,000 or $5,000 project.
Yeah, that's what I paid a few years back.
Really?
I ended up paying $6,000, I think.
So do you get automatically double pane? Is there one standard today? It's basically all the same, or do you have...
Let's talk about that, because there is quite a difference among the glass panels that are available. Now, thermal pane, double pane is definitely the norm, but beyond that, they have higher efficiency glass packages that you can buy, depending on where you live. Now, if I lived in an area like the South, for example, I would want, or the far north, I would want the most energy efficient glass package available, because I want to keep as much of the sun out of my house in the summer and as much as the cold out of my house in the winter, and that means keeping the heat in. So the more extreme your client, probably the more you want to pay for the higher efficiency glass. But what you should do at the least is make sure that whatever window you select is Energy Star rated. That would be sort of the main factor that you look for in any window in order to be able to compare apples to apples.
Can you, if you put up a double pane and it gets foggy or whatever happens when that seal breaks, do you change that or how do you fix that?
Can't fix it. That's a seal between the panes of glass that's factory made, and you can't repair it. The good news is that it's really more of a cosmetic issue. Yes, it's going to impact somewhat your energy efficiency, but it's mostly a cosmetic issue. It doesn't mean your window is leaking. It just means that the seal has failed. And the better quality windows, that's not going to happen to. That's why it's a good idea to not choose the cheapest brand on the market.
So instead of paying $100 a quart, you pay $200 and bite the bullet and get the best one.
Pay a little bit more. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Are there books that you have? Your books, the Money Pit book. Haven't you done a couple of books that deal with things like this?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, online at moneypit.com, if you click into the Money Pit book, we actually have a chapter that we wrote that includes everything you need to know about replacing the windows in your house. So we cover the types of windows that are available, the types of glass packages that are available, how to compare apples to apples when you're window shopping, all the questions that you should ask an installer, and what to expect on the day of installation. So that's all in a free download on moneypit.com in the section that covers our book.
Moneypit.com. Check it out if you like, through DougStefan.com. Tom Kreitler.